Andrew is asking a question on Brahma Stuti, 10th canto, Bhagavatam, chapter 14, verse 33, Brahma's prayers. Here he's glorifying the Brijvasis, explaining how the demigods, in order to experience the bliss of Brijvasis, they enter into the senses. They expand the spiritual forms of themselves in the senses of Brijvasis so they can realize Krishna's beauty with their through the Brijvasi's eyes, and relish the taste of Krishna's Mahaprasadam through the Brijvasi's tongue, and relish the touch of Krishna's body through the hands of the Brijvasis, etc. So there's a line here in Vishnu Chakravarti's Tika. He's saying, question is, please explain a line from Vishnu Chakravarti's Tika on 10th canto, chapter 14, verse 33. In the book by in the collection of poetry, collection of poems by Rupa Goswami entitled Padyavali, it says that one reaches perfection by lying and criticizing. What does this line mean? If you take it out of context, you say, that means all the liars and nindaks, all the Vaishnava aparadis and all the Bhagavan aparadis, all the Gnostics and Pashandis should be great devotees. One reaches perfection, spiritual perfection, by lying and criticizing. We have to read the next sentence. It says the sentence before that, because it's talking about opposites. You know, it says Brahma and other devatas were able to experience the sweetness of Krishna despite they have two faults. Though Brahma and other presiding devatas of the senses, Indra, etc., are mere instigators, carried to the action of the senses, they took the role of being enjoyers, bhokta. Although they are devatas of the material senses, they took on the role of being devas of the spiritual senses. These are the contrary actions seen in Krishna Prema. So this is a key phrase here that introduces the next phrase. These are contrary actions seen in Krishna Prema. So by the blessings of Krishna, Brahma and other devatas were able to enter the Prajvasi's bodies and experience the Prema Srup, Krishna's Madhurya Srup and Madhurya Venu, and hear his flute and see his Srup and touch him and everything. So this is usually they're just the instigators of action of the senses, they're not the enjoyer. The enjoyer is the Atma of the body, and the devas are the senses. They're controlling the senses of the body, but the enjoyer, the bhokta of the human body, is the Atma, the Jivatma. Devatas are just doing their job as instigators, karta of action of the senses. But the one who enjoys the senses is the bhokta ram, is the bhokta, is the Jivatma in the body. As told in 13th chapter of Gita. But now, by the mercy of Krishna, the devatas were able to become the bhoktas, they were able to become the enjoyers. So it's usually they're just passive assistants to the enjoyment of the jiva of the bhokta, because they control the senses. But now they're able to enjoy, as the Rishvasis are enjoying Krishna through their senses, the devatas are entered into those senses, are also able to become bhoktas, become enjoyers. So that's why he says, these are the contrary actions seen in Krishna Prema. And Padyabhi said, one reaches perfection by lying and criticizing. this is just showing that opposites. In other words, lying and cheating are causes of going to hell. Lying and cheating. What does it say here? One reaches perfection by lying and criticizing are tamagun and rajagun, and they're gates leading to hell. First one go to hell by lying and cheating, take lower birth, suffer so many millions of years in hell by lying and making up lying and criticizing. But we see in Krishna Prem, see, that's what it says, contrary actions are seen in Krishna Prem. Padyabali, it says that one reaches perfection by lying and criticizing. We have to see what verse he's referring to in Padyabali, which is not mentioned. I'm not familiar enough with Padyabali to know what verse he's referring to. But basically, it's talking about opposites. Like you see, in this material world, lying and criticizing are faults and send one to hell. But opposite, in the spiritual world, in the land of Prem and Prem Vrindavan, there's so much lying and criticizing. The Vipaksha Sakis are criticizing Radharani's party, and Radharani's criticizing the Vipaksha party of Chandravali and Padma and Shaivya. And there's so much lying. The Sakis and Manjaris, they have to lie to the superiors. That's one of their services, to protect Radharani by lying to the Gurujan. Lying to the Gurujan means, the superiors, mother-in-law, father-in-law, etc., sister-in-law. Radharani goes out one morning, she was kept in the house and she couldn't go out to meet Krishna. So, but then Krishna played his flute nearby her house and Yavat. So Radharani's overwhelmed, she couldn't repress herself. She took a couple mantras with her and ran out into the forest to meet Krishna at Sankshipta Sambhog. Some brief moment of pleasurable pastimes together. It's called Sankshipta. Brief, loving romantic exchanges. And she came back, and when she came back, Kutila, her envious, critical, angry sister-in-law, said, "Oh, Radharani, you have the obvious signs. I can see your lips are bruised and there are scratches on your breast, and you're perspiring heavily. You met that snake, Krishna, that Kaliya, that Kalu. You met that Kalu in the forest groves, now you come back here." So that's the fact, that's what happened. But now the Manjari, she has to be quick. She's quick and she says, "Wait a minute. Now you have it all wrong, Kutila. It's not like that. Listen, Radharani went far from here to collect flowers for Surya Puja. It was getting late, so she ran back. She was running very fast, and that's why her face is perspiring. And she was picking roses, and then she was in a hurry, so she got scratched by the thorns of the rose bushes. So they scratched her lip, they scratched her breast when she was reaching here and there over the top of one rose to get another rose. The thorns of the rose bushes scratched her. And her lips are bruised because of the cold wind. This is winter time, as you know. And we're running and a cold breeze bruised her lips. So it's not bites from Krishna, it's not scratches from Krishna's fingernails. So you have it all wrong." So here's an example of lying. Lying to, as service to Radharani. But we get to the spiritual world, now we can lie and criticize. When we get to the spiritual world, they were in Radharani's party, or Vishaka Sakigan, then we can criticize, we can lie to the Vipaksha Sakis and criticize them. But here, if we lie or we criticize, we'll go to hell. We'll never get to the spiritual world. Jai Jai Radhe, Jai Jai Shyam, Jai Jai Shri Vrindavindam, Pavana Radhe, Pavana Shyam, Pavana Shri Vrindavindam, Jai Jai Radhe, Jai Jai Shyam, Jai Jai Shri Vrindavindam, Pavana Radhe, Tironam, Pavana Shri Vrindavindam.